Well, good morning. How are you guys doing? Good. Well, I am glad to hear it. So, in today's gospel lesson, we heard that Jesus and his disciples were on their way to go to Jerusalem. Now, can any of you guys guess what Jesus was going to do in Jerusalem? It's usually the right answer to most questions in church. Yep, die on the cross, that's right. Jesus was going to Jerusalem in order to be crucified, to die on the cross for the forgiveness of all our sins. And on the way, he had to pass through Samaria. Now, Samaritans didn't like Jews. And so the Samaritans didn't allow Jesus to come through their town. Do any of you guys remember in the gospel lesson what Jesus' disciples, James and John, said when they heard the Samaritans wouldn't let Jesus come to their town? They said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" Was that the right thing for them to say? Should we call fire from heaven down upon anyone who rejects Jesus? No, that's right. Yeah, exactly. No, when someone rejects Jesus, it does make us sad because we know the many wonderful gifts that we have in Jesus, that he's given us forgiveness of sins, that he gives us new life with him and gives us life everlasting. But God is the judge, so we shouldn't judge those who have rejected Jesus. We will leave that to God. What should we do for people who have rejected Jesus? Help them read the Bible. Yeah, that's definitely a very good thing to do, to point them to God's word so they can hear about Jesus and hear about his grace and mercy. Yeah, what's something else we could do? Perhaps we could pray for them and ask God to be with them and take care of them and even to bring them to faith in Jesus. Yeah, yeah, those are all good things. Okay, can you guys pray with me? Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins. We pray that you send your Holy Spirit to sustain us in the true faith, and that you would continually work the hearts in those who hear the gospel and bring them to faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.